Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The first thing I said when you walked in today was, I cannot believe what we just watched.
I know.
This is mind-boggling.
I hate him.
I hate him, too.
I hate him.
Not since Malice at the Palace have I been so worked about
a sports
thing.
And he knows it.
I know.
And he loves it, but I hate him.
Hi, Jillian Benzavalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
Hey, fam, do us a favor. Do yourself a favor. Go join the Facebook group. It is so freaking fun in there. We're at like 59,000 members or whatever the number is. And it's just like, it's really fun. We wanted to also say, details to follow. We don't have a lot to say in this yet, but we are also working on a Facebook alternative for those who are looking for another place to hang. More to come.
Yes, yes. We hear you. We see you. We agree. We're doing it.
Yeah, but we're going to keep the Facebook group, but there's more to come on like other places where we're going to hang out with you. And also the book club. So we have over 400 people signed up for the book club. Me too. If you want to join the book club, go to the Facebook group. There's a pinned post where you just fill out a quick little Google form. Sasha will be in touch with you. You'll get all the details. But basically, the book club meets once a month. This month, they're doing the Damien Eccles book.
Life After Death.
Yep. And next month, we're doing Zodiac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Graysmith Zodiac. So there's lots of fun stuff going on in the TCO universe.
Great.
Yeah. What are we talking about today, girl?
Okay, we are talking about BS High. It's on HBO Max.
I'm sorry, but just BS High.
It's Bishop Sycamore, and it's like he knew what he was doing.
I know. This guy is the worst.
He's an insecure, insufferable man child.
And he'll tell you that over and over again.
He can't wait to tell you that.
Yeah.
I hate him. He thinks he's great. He's the worst. And he actually ruined lives.
100%.
And he's a danger to society.
Yeah.
How this happens got a lot of people scratching their head. Bishop Sycamore is not even a real high school.
They did not have teachers.
We really was pretty much on our own.
We didn't have any trainers. People were sharing helmets.
It was disgusting. I was literally sick to my stomach.
I can't believe this happened again.
My philosophy in business is do what the people who have the money do, even if you don't have the money.
Roy will tell you he's a liar.
He knew what to say, how to say it.
He's like, oh, man, you got to let that go. I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to let go. I'm going to let go of his neck after I grab it.
I think I'm the most honest liar that I know.
How can you coach kids and you know it's not a school?
Roy would tell people, you're going to be playing in Alabama.
He was just selling me a dream.
Ohio was embarrassed by this. They called the thing explicitly a scam and then said they couldn't do a damn thing about it.
We're sitting down with Coach Roy Johnson. He's the
He's not a coach.
He's not a coach. The lower third says founder COF Academy and BS High, which I'm going to laugh every time. He is getting ready for his interview, his big interview for this documentary, and he wants us to know he took a crash course in body language.
Fuck you.
I mean, he still wants to know what they want from his body language.
He thinks he's running the show and he's not.
I know.
Because Andrew, the journalist, is here. He wrote Friday Night Lies, the Bishop Sycamore story.
I don't want to spend too long on this, but the orange hair, bright blue eyes combo, it is so stunning to look at on person. He has that dream orange hair.
Yeah.
It's just such a beautiful color. And his eye, I was just like, whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Striking.
Like, absolutely striking.
Yeah. But he's also funny because Roy's loving every second of this. He says,
Roy could absolutely be the next in a long line of people to fall on their own sword on a national scale because he talks too much in a documentary.
Because he talks too much in the documentary.
I know. Andrew, that's how we make our living, so don't go too
hard. And I just love that, I'm like, finally someone said it.
Totally.
Because we're at the point in documentary content now where we're very self-aware about the perpetrator, the this, the that, and Andrew's clocked this guy. I mean, he literally wrote the book on the guy.
He did. He's been following this guy from the beginning, before anybody else. We're going to learn later at the press day for this, bullshit school that the guy opens.
God.
Andrew's the only one to show up. So Andrew's had this guy's number for a long time. Andrew is thrilled that this documentary is getting made. He's like, finally the story is being told.
Yes. And also now Roy is talking in the third person,
I know.
This hasn't happened to me in a long time.
You're right.
Having to deal with someone who speaks about themselves in the third person.
Only go worse, GP, what would happen if he got in an elevator? What's the sin he could commit there?
Oh, he'd say, if it takes a lot of stops, he'd be like, looks like we're on the local. It's so harmless. I know. But it's just there are better jokes to make.
Finally,
if you must make a joke in an elevator.
Yeah. Finally, as he's getting like on a break, as he's getting up to walk to lunch, what's he doing as he's walking away?
Whistling. The worst. And he knows I hate it, yeah, so he's loud and like literally in my ear.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but I'll never understand people who make being an asshole their entire personality.
Well, the thing about it, he thinks he's charming. He does that. I took a storytelling class once where they said if you ever get stuck in a storytelling situation, just admit to something. Just admit to something, and then like the audience will be with you. He thinks that by admitting to being a bad guy over and over and over again, admitting to being a liar, that we're on his side. He thinks we're charmed by him.
And then, but I'm here to say we most certainly are not. But he also didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So he's a liar, and he'll say, I lie about absolutely everything. But, and that's a quote, I lie about everything. But then he'll be like, I didn't do anything wrong. I saved these kids' lives.
You know who agrees with him? The justice system. And that is like the most infuriating thing about this whole thing.
Yeah. So the question is like, who is Roy Johnson and what's his connection to football?
Yeah.
I tried to walk on at Ohio State. That didn't work out. And then I ended up getting an internship with the New York Jets. And when I got that and got to be around Coach Belichick, Bill Parcells, Leon Hess. I wanted to be a GM. Like, I wanted to be a general manager. I was fascinated with that.
The hell does that mean? Can we remember there is a gay person in the booth?
Well, I got you back.
Okay. Like, what does it mean to walk on?
It's a player who's not recruited or doesn't have any backing or support. So it's basically just going to an open call audition.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
You just, like, walk into Ripley Greer, try to get on the non-ec list.
Got it. Okay, great.
That's what a walk-on
is. You sign in, you go to the Howard Johnson's for breakfast, you get yourself a donkey, you come back. I got it.
Yeah, and then you fight over, are they taking the non-ec list? Totally. What number are you? What number did it start?
Right. Oh, my God.
So it's like, it's like open tryouts without anyone support, without having, like, a school backing you or any money behind you.
But that didn't work.
Of course it didn't work. Right. And then, but he claims he was an intern for the New York Jets.
But I promise you, actors, it's going to happen for you. We're not talking about you. It's going to happen. You're going to get that part in Wicked. It's going to happen.
That's fine.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Great, yep.
I'll buy you flowers opening night.
Totally.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Roy, he wants to be the guy in charge. And he's, like, amazed that all these, like, old white guys controlling the young, talented, mostly black athletes. And he's like, I want to do that.
Yes.
I mean, that's what he says.
Yes.
And we'll get into the race of it all later, because he is a black man. And he's abusing and taking advantage of young black men and kids.
And the thing about it is, like, early in his career, he did well. When that walk-on thing didn't work at Ohio, he went and got an internship with some big team in New York.
You have to remember that he's telling you this, right?
Did that not happen?
I don't know.
Because he's saying he was like an internship with like the New York Jets or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, and he's dropping all these names of people that he worked with that like really inspired. I believed that guy. I'm such an idiot.
I mean, the first thing I said to you, source, right?
I know. The first thing I said to you when you walked in was like, we got to get this guy off the streets, because I think that he can play charming, and I'm the kind of person who would be charmed by a person like him.
I think once we learn about him, it's more than just like, it's not a scam or two here and there. I mean, I don't want to diagnose anyone, but he's at the very least a sociopath, maybe even a psychopath.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's not okay.
Well, another story that he tells us, sort of his origin story, is his brother. His brother's name is Matt Johnson. And he, like, this is one of those stories that, like, his brother isn't in the documentary, which I think is so interesting.
Well, according to Roy, he made his brother successful, not his brother doing the actual work and actually playing on the field.
And what's interesting about this is that he's saying that he recognized the talent in his brother at a young age.
I'm telling the little kid, undersized kid in New York, you want to play for Ohio State one day. Are you sure, Roy? Follow me. How many times I went to talk to teachers because they failed him and didn't, when he couldn't play football, I had to go beg teachers to get his grades up. So when my brother went to Ohio State, I saw that high school football changes lives.
Roy somehow doesn't discuss whether or not he has any talent as a football player.
He doesn't.
But he just, like, has a talent for sort of, like, making things happen for other people.
He says he got his brother into college.
Right, into Ohio State.
And which is where he wanted to go, remember, right, as a walk-on, and it didn't happen. But he repeats that a lot. Like, he's always taking credit for his brother's success.
Yeah.
And he's telling us now that he was so inspired by his brother. Football changes lives. I want to be a part of that. I'm like, 2 seconds ago, you were fawning all over the guys in power.
Uh-huh.
This isn't about, you don't give a shit about young athletes. You only care about yourself.
And that's his story. That's his pitch, I think, to investors, to anybody that, like, and but this is true. Football can change lives, you know, and that he wants to be a part of that system.
Yeah, but he's an asshole.
He's an asshole. And he'd been working for a church, or according to him. Now I have to say allegedly for everything I say.
It's a blanket allegedly.
A blanket allegedly.
It's called BS High.
I know.
BS High. You know, context clues, totally, dear listener. Put it together.
But he says he'd been working for this African Methodist Episcopal Church doing projects, and they came to him, mm-hmm, with the idea of opening a school called Christians of Faith to get, like, to help young men get an education and go to college. And so,
which is COF, you'll hear that a lot. COF, yes, Academy, that's what,
yeah,
that is.
And Roy is saying, like, that's great, but the way that I know how to connect with young men, young students, and how to get them into college is through football. So I will open the school for you if you will let me attach a football program to it, according to Roy.
Right, that's his whole thing. And he's like, you know, I got my brother into college, so I'm perfect for this.
Exactly.
So John Branham Sr. is here. He's the co-founder of the COF Academy, and he has a lot of experience coaching, and he's super into this. And Roy says, well, I want to make this a Christian school powerhouse, and the best place to do it is Ohio, the one who got away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He couldn't make it in Ohio. His brother made it in Ohio.
My favorite part of the story is John says that, like, he and Roy became so obsessed with making the school happen.
We talked about this, I mean, every single day. I mean, to 2 at night sometimes. And my wife is over there, and she's like, hey, man, look, just let me know. You and Roy got something going on? What's going on? Is it Roy or is it Regina?
John's wife thinks that Roy and John are having an affair.
Uh-huh.
She literally, like, that, says, like, it's either Roy or Regina.
Well, here's also where we learn that Roy is a terrible actor.
Uh-huh.
Because they ask him about John Branham Sr. And,
yeah,
he pretends he doesn't know who he is.
Right.
He acts like he's never heard that name before. Now, I thought he was going to be like, oh, haha.
Just
I thought
kidding.
It was going to be a little wink, wink.
He's my boyfriend.
Judge.
Just ask his wife.
Whatever. But he's literally like, John, yeah, you said? With a J?
How do you say that name?
I think we met like once or twice and doesn't give us the wink about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, if that's how you operate, how did you do this?
Right.
That's how you're scamming people? You're the worst actor in the world.
There's also a moment later that feels staged, but also maybe not, where he catches himself like calling like the kids that he was mentoring and tutoring and loving like the little assholes, essentially.
Oh, I think he did that on purpose.
Yeah. But you can never tell with this guy.
But he has to villainize it because he's the hero.
Right.
So he,
yeah,
needs to be like, they aren't grateful. They're like, they have to become the problem so,
uh-huh,
he can sleep at night.
Oh, we got a hot mic later.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite.
So, but John, they tell John, they're like, John, we asked him about you and he acted like he didn't know who you were. And he was like, oh, of course he did.
Of
because
course.
I was there the whole time and I know the truth,
uh-huh,
from the very beginning. So of course he's going to distance himself from me.
I mean, it's just crazy. We learned their plan for making the school happen. Tell me if this sounds just insane. Because everyone's like, well, to make this school happen, it's going to be years and years and like hundreds of millions of dollars. And their plan is just to get people in the community to sign up for life insurance, and when they die, leave some of that money to the school.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense. Like, even I could come up with a way to raise money for a school better than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just don't. What?
And he's talking about it like that's just what happens. Like, that's just how you open a school.
But that's how these people operate.
Yeah.
He just acts like that's normal.
Because the truth of the matter is, we're going to learn, and it took me too long to figure this out. He never had any intention of opening a school.
No.
Ever.
Because so it's in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
And he has this rendering of like Disney World, only
right,
it's for high school athletes. Rooftop basketball courts, fishing ponds, 2 baseball fields, a track, a football field, gyms, pools.
The pond specifically for fishing? I'm like, who's fishing?
I don't know.
Aren't we a football school?
Like,
aren't we a BS High?
It's this like enormous state-of-the-art,
yeah,
facility. Like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's like Disney World for football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, if you just sign over your life insurance policy.
I know. We've gotten so screwed by life insurance policies on this podcast.
Like,
just, at least on the up and up. Like, I just want you to take out a life insurance policy and die so I can get that fishing pond for
I
the boys.
And I can take 10 of them out on you? Like, what? So Roy is taking this rendering, which looks amazing.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's a figment of everyone's fucking imagination. It's not real.
Right, yeah.
But he's like promising kids the world. world,
yes,
this is what we're going to have. And again, even if you did have the hundreds of millions of dollars it takes to do that, that takes like 5 years to build.
Yeah.
But what he's saying to these kids who like want to go to college to play football tomorrow.
Right. And to be clear, this is a high school to get you into college.
Right.
That's the what's going on here.
So he's
for those
like,
of us who aren't familiar with the system.
But it's just like this pretty drawing on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then going to the kids who like want to pack their bags and go to school tomorrow.
Yes.
That, like it's even if it's real. It doesn't take, you can't do that. So he's taking these kids to this like random gym.
Hang on a second, because this took such a left turn for me, because right now in the documentary, this school is just a hypothetical. Like it's not happening. It's like, we got to get 100 people to die first.
Easy.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
at least.
Like $50 million to build that
right.
thing. I've never built Disney World, but
no.
I think it's expensive.
Everyone in town has to take out a life insurance policy and then die
like
next
10
week.
10 times over.
Right. But so the school is just a hypothetical, but then all of a sudden.
I go up to Superkick indoor facility, there was a bus, like a tour bus, with kids getting off the bus coming to practice. And I'm sitting there like, what the hell? This is not what we were supposed to create. I was gonna choke his ass.
Roy has like a busload of kids that he's unloading into a soccer gym. And like, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's just some random gym. So he's taking this image,
yeah,
promising everyone the world. And we'll get into how and why and what he's doing.
Yeah.
But he is like, the scam is taking off.
He's recruited the, unbeknownst to his business partners and everybody, like the church that is supposedly involved in this with him, unbeknownst to all of these people, he's recruited these kids from all across the country, got them on a bus, and now they're working out at a soccer gym.
That is not affiliated with this fictional facility that's never going to exist. It's just like a gym. Like,
and oh God, these kids are just like, everyone fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. It's so awful and sad. It's
everyone
just the worst.
Except for Ben Ferry. So Ben Ferry is the investigator.
Yes.
He works for the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Ben is excellent at his job. He loves it. He's friends with the journalist.
The little orange-headed journalist. They went to college together.
Yeah, they're besties. And he's like, let me tell you something about
I'm
Ben.
I'm shipping them.
Okay,
I want them to be together.
Did you just learn that word? And you want to use it in a sentence? Is that what happened?
Yeah. But I want to ship the two nerds.
Okay.
I love it. Is
they
that okay?
Love, yeah, they love each other.
They're kissing.
Ben loves rules.
Ben loves rules.
He loves details.
Yes.
He loves following rules. He loves when something is a little weird, because then he's going to turn his whole life upside down figuring out why is that weird.
Does it feel like Ben doesn't have a boss and he just gets to do whatever he wants?
I think Ben is so good. There's
Me
no
too.
One. He just
he doesn't
just
need
it.
A boss.
Just go, whatever, however long it takes, Ben.
Totally.
Because Andrew, the journalist, goes, he's like a puppy who finds something and then digs and digs and digs and
right.
digs. And I'm like, I know exactly what you mean by that.
Sometimes it's on your brand new couch or your
yeah.
brand new rug.
And suddenly there's fuzz and like, everywhere.
And you're like, there's nothing under there, Golden. It's just the floor that you're about to destroy.
Little blue pieces of plastic
mm-hmm.
from
yeah.
the squeak.
Right.
That's everywhere. Do you have to say, Fiona? Drop it. she's like, what? I want the thing that's going to choke me.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no,
always,
you can't have the thing that's
always.
Choke you. She can't have the thing that's going to choke
no.
her.
No.
So Ben hears about Roy's school and is instantly obsessed with it. He
yeah.
clocks it immediately. He's like, I'm sorry, what? This thing that's what? This fake facility? But like, what?
I have a note here. Oh my God, Andrew and Ben are in a group chat and I want in.
Yeah.
They mentioned their group chat.
I know.
That must be on fire.
I mean, I think it's just the two of them.
Oh.
It's just a text
well,
message.
Well, then I definitely
It'll
want in.
It'll become a group chat. So
I want into their, I want yeah. into their relationship is what yeah, I'm saying.
Ben goes, Roy taught me the depths of fraud.
I know.
He's like, I didn't know how fucked up
I
not
know.
Only a person could be, but like how screwed up the legal system actually is.
Oh, yeah.
Until he started. And this guy has been, will be investigating this for years to come. Like, this isn't something I worked 6 months on because it was like my hyperfixation.
Yeah.
3 years at least.
Right.
Like, by the time some major bad thing happens, Ben's like, hi, I've been here for 3 years.
Yes, yes. And it's just that thing where all these people who are really on the inside are watching it all happen and they can't believe that nobody cares.
Right.
Because it's so obvious to them.
Right. And then, like, Andrew, the journalist, goes for media day. So
right.
it's at Superkick, which is the indoor soccer training facility that Roy has somehow convinced people to let him use.
Yes.
And Andrew goes.
And I get there and it's all just sort of like chaos. There's like kids running around,
yeah.
people with clipboards and stuff, but there wasn't any organization or anything. And there was basically no other media there at all. It was pretty much just me and someone that they had hired to do video for them.
There's like other people that look like they might be coaches, but nobody's doing anything.
Like
there's no
some
structure.
Some people were holding clipboards,
yeah.
if that's anything.
Right.
But no order at all.
Yeah.
No, like when you're like training
right.
to be an athlete, it's like choreography almost.
Totally.
You know, it's like everyone
yeah.
is like, they're counting and there's numbers and they're being
yeah.
timed. Like this, it should be a well-oiled machine. And it was chaos down there, Tom.
Even I, like back in the day, played on sports teams. Like I remember what practices are like, you know what I mean? For like
sure.
the JV soccer team. Like this is meant to be a high school school that's going to get you into a Division I college.
The best of the best.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I'm those kids.
There's clipboards with paper not even attached to it.
Right.
They're just holding a clipboard as a prop.
I mean, it truly, like, if I'm these kids and I'm, like, away from my family now and I'm doing this, like, all of these kids are here to, like, better their lives, better their families' lives. And, like, but they're just, like, doing cartwheels and there's nothing to do.
Right. But they're being told, like, just hold tight. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to make all your dreams come true. Soon.
Yeah.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
So enter Mike and Anthony. They're videographers. Roy hired them for Media Day, which is like, okay, you want to get like B-roll for your hype video. Like that part isn't shady that like you would want this to be filmed.
No,
if
but
you had a real Media Day, which
everybody,
this is not.
The thing that, like, dear listener, as you go hence in life, as you go forward, as you move on from this episode, when things feel too good to be true, can we kind of decide that they probably are?
Yeah, or when you walk in and say, this is a shit show.
Yeah, because
that part too.
Well, these media guys, first of all, they take their meeting at Panera. Is there a better place to have a meeting? If so, I've
do
never heard of it.
Do they still make that green tea?
I don't know, but they do make the bread bowls for the chowder.
That, like, passion fruit green tea,
God,
which I'm sure is
so
filled
good.
With sugar and stuff I shouldn't eat, but God damn it, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say let yourself have the green tea every now and then. You know what I mean?
Think just I'm
gonna
be do
naughty.
It. Like, I think I'm going to get the green tea.
Should we order it now while we're sitting here?
No, but you have to get it with no ice because then it comes as all water.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's the fucking point?
Well, but this is the thing. They're at Panera. They get hired for the media day, but then they go back to Roy with a proposal.
It seemed like we were going to kind of build, you know, you don't want to say the communications department of the school, but it kind of was that. Kind of be the creative directors of the school that's about to start. That's supposed to be an IMG Academy of Columbus, Ohio.
To be like the media people at the school.
Because he pitches them. It's Disney World for football. It's
yes,
amazing.
Yes.
So he's presenting himself as this guy with a shit ton of money and very deep pockets.
Right.
So Mike and Anthony are like, okay,
right.
How about this?
Hire us to be the literal creative directors of your new school.
And he's like, yes. And then he promises them the world. Netflix, HBO, name your price. Money's
well,
no object.
Except they're sitting down with HBO right now. Sometimes he delivers.
Sometimes in that weird way. That's the thing. You never know.
But these guys are both like, they go to the parking lot. They do the high five because they're like, we just closed the big, these are just videographer guys,
yeah.
And they just closed the biggest deal of their lives.
And they like quoted Roy like really high. He didn't even counter.
Yeah.
He was,
yeah.
He just said yes, and they were like, fucking great.
I made the note, that went from zero to creative director pretty fast.
And they're like, great.
Perfect.
This is incredible.
Exactly. Seize the day.
Now,
as they say in Newsies.
As they say in Newsies, the movie. The only Newsies.
Listen,
is
it's the
movie.
Only time that we're ever going to be like, the movie's better than the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the movie is undeniably better than the show.
Undeniably better.
We've been over this ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. Now we learned about IMG Academy, and we're here with Bomani Jones. He's a sports journalist and TV host.
Yeah.
And IMG Academy is the real deal.
Right.
Like, it is a multi-million dollar facility. It is the stuff of legend. It does make people come true. It's the most famous school in the country for what they do.
Yes.
The best facilities, the best trainers. They're always topped ranked. Kids are going into college. Kids are getting into the NFL. Like,
yeah.
It's a high school, by the way,
mm-hmm.
which stopped me in my tracks. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know.
But, like, nothing about it feels like a high school.
No.
It is insane.
They are probably the most known school in the country when it comes to athletics.
They have the best facilities, the best schedule, the best trainers, always one of the top-ranked teams, gets kids to college, gets kids to the NFL.
Nothing about IMG seems like a high school. It seems like a professional team. Like, you look at the facilities they have, they're as good as any college or pro team.
Imagine loving something that much at like 14 that you're like, I'm just going to go do that.
It's unbelievable. And it's so top of the line.
Yeah.
It really is like a state of the art facility.
The only parallel to this is like performing arts school. You know what I mean? I feel like there are football school, like football high schools and performing arts high schools. Yeah. And that's kind of it.
But the performing arts are never state of the art.
I know.
There's never any money for the music class.
No. I'm thinking of like LaGuardia High School, like the faith school, like down the street.
From the 50s. Ripped. Oh, be careful, be careful, be careful.
Use special. You're going to turn it back in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, but IMG already exists. They are perfection across the board, yeah. Right? And there are a lot of other schools like this, but they're none of them are, like, to the level of IMG.
Can I just tell you, I keep chuckling because I keep, like, eventually we're going to see these kids that go to, like, the not good school playing this school, like, the best school
it's
in the
horrifying.
World on ESPN.
It really is unsettling, and it should make your stomach hurt.
But, like, to see the disparity of, like, what was promised versus, like, what, I mean, it is laughable. It's laughable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But all of these schools, football comes first, the kids come second. Like education, yes. Well-being, mental health, that all takes a backseat yep. to football.
Yeah.
And this is what Roy Johnson is trying to do. He wants, like, that's the thing. It's like, girl, it already exists.
Yes.
Like, you can't, like, win over IMG. They already have it.
But the thing about it is that, like, because what Ben, the investigator, is saying is that what Roy, the bad guy here, was trying to do was, like,
with COF Academy, their target demo was athletes who were good at football or thought they were good at football, but were not going on to play at the next level, be that because they didn't have the grades to get into college or didn't have the grades to academically qualify, or be that maybe they didn't have any offers to play at the next level, but felt that they should. And that's really the dream that they sold them on was, we will get you into a D1 school.
This is the school for those kids. We're going to help them get their grades up. We're going to help them, like, they don't need the money necessarily. We're going to take them in and we're going to turn them into the same kind of student from IMG.
Because they have the talent, but they don't have the opportunity or the
exactly.
money to go to IMG.
Yes.
This is all bullshit.
Right.
What he's doing is preying on vulnerable families
exactly.
and kids.
Yes.
With
yes.
a lot of hope, promising them the world, saying, I see you. Nobody else sees you, but I do.
Totally.
I know what you can do. You want to be with IMG? I'm going to be better than that because I see you and I respect you
yeah.
and I know what you can do on that field. Meanwhile, he's going to destroy their lives.
Well, right, because we're back at the press day and John, the co-founder of the school, is walking around telling anybody who will listen, you understand there is no school.
Yeah.
There's no school. Like, I don't know what we're talking about. There is no school.
And no one listens to him and he's like, fine, fucking fine, right. and leaves. And then he's like, I
Which
cannot.
Is probably about how I would handle
like,
it.
Like, whatever. If no one is going to listen to me, I'm leaving. That's it. And people follow John. People do follow
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And now, because John, remember, was the one where Roy was like, I've never met that person. I've never heard that name before in my life.
Yes.
And John was like, well, here's why he's going to act like that. Because I saw right through him from
yes.
the very beginning.
Yes.
And he took other people with him. So now it's like Roy and these teenage athletes and their parents, and that's it.
And that's it.
And so there's like no oversight with Roy.
Oh, and also the church that was backing the school issues a statement saying they have no involvement with the school.
Now, remember, Roy claims he was working for the church. They approached him.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, sure, but you have to add football.
And we have
no,
Dayton,
no.
Ohio.
That's all a lie.
The church is like, that's not what's happening at all.
They're like, we have no connection to this weird fake school.
Right.
That has nothing to do with us. What is going on here?
And I mean,
keep our names out of your mouth.
Exactly. And the fact that that must have either not made any news at all, or it was just nobody sees it. Like, and I think the other thing too here is like the parents of these kids, all they want is for their kids to succeed. They just want the best for their kids. So like, they're going to believe this guy if he's saying I can deliver this.
And what Ben, the investigator, says is he's like, I didn't even consider that Roy was lying about the church. But when I realized he was lying about the church, that's
yeah.
when I realized, oh, there's nothing he won't lie about.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
when Ben's like, I love this.
Yeah.
I love my job. I love it. Get to do this. Take him down. He loves him. So
I get to be in the group chat with Andrew.
Yeah. So like everyone leaves Roy. Business
yeah.
partner gone. All the associates gone. The church gone. And so Roy, when he's asked about like, so why didn't you just end COF?
Because the church that was backing you backed out. You have no money. You have no affiliation.
Right.
Why didn't you just end it?
And he tries to say like, well, won't someone think of the children? Which we know is bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
But like you can, here's the thing that it's like, oh wait, I'm not a scammer. I keep forgetting.
Uh-huh.
Like I keep trying to put myself in this. It's, I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
I know my therapist is like, Jillian, we talked about this for 45 minutes
right.
today. which we literally did before I got here. But like you can do right by the kids without lying to them. You know what
well,
I mean?
Doing right
really
by the kids would have been closing this school down and letting, like helping them find a school that could actually
right.
do what you're promising.
Right. But That's why he doesn't give a shit about the kids.
Exactly.
So Roy is able to scam COF Academy into actually playing 11 football games. Yeah, like, they play the games.
And they're playing these games. They're traveling all over the country. They've got no money. They've got no financial backing. The church has pulled out. I'm like, how is this guy pulling this off? We're about to find out.
Well, he does a rebrand.
Yes.
He changes the name to Bishop Sycamore High. Bishop B, right. Sycamore S, BS
High.
Do you
think he did that on purpose?
100%.
Like, right there in plain sight.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You can't convince me.
Audacity.
He thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I hate him. With my bare hands, I could strangle him.
I know.
Like, it's so mean. It's so cruel. It's cruel.
It really is. And it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
But, like, they're playing these 11 games. They're flying all over the country. Like, how is he affording any of this is my question.
And so this is where we start to meet these young athletes, because they are talented.
Yes.
But they also come from what we're told, not great circumstances, and then promise the world. And the kids are victims in this. And we meet them all, and they're all here, and they're super honest. And what they're all saying.
When he called my mom, he was telling her, oh, we're supposed to be playing a big time school called IMG. I took the phone. I was like, yo, IMG is dream school. I always wanted to play against them or play with them. So I went to learn to better myself and to play football to get a scholarship to go D1.
All we wanted to do was work hard and make something of ourselves. We were given this opportunity. We were focused. We were ready. Like, this is where some of them felt like there was a family.
Yes.
Like, the school and the team and this opportunity meant everything to these guys. And they're like, oh, we're like potentially handed this. We're not screwing this
up. And because Roy is doing that thing that, like, he's finding these players all over the country and he's flying them first class and he's taking them to fancy dinner. He's doing the things that is it BMI, BMG, OMG?
IMG.
IMF.
IMG.
You are G.
IMG. Oh, my God.
But he's doing all of those things that real school actually would have done. So they have no reason not to believe him, at least at this point.
So here, just like to connect A to B here.
Yeah.
He's like tagging them on Twitter and Insta out of the blue.
Yeah.
He's literally recruiting kids off the street. Like, he'd see someone playing catch on the street and be like, hey, do I have an opportunity for you?
Yeah.
And making all these promises of scholarships. I'm going to make all your dreams come true. And like, our
investigators. I heard you sneak in the promises reference.
Of course. Our investigator friend is like, this is the golden ticket for these kids.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you're not great at school. Maybe you are, but you can't afford it. And what Roy is offering them is the dream. And then when the kids meet him, it looks real.
Yeah.
It is the first class. You are in the fancy cars. There is a trainer there.
And he's showing them facilities that he doesn't actually own. He's taking them to schools that aren't real.
It's not like a cardboard box in the alleyway with this way to your dreams written on it in crayon.
Yeah. No, like, he's a good scammer.
And, like, you're sitting in first class.
Right.
These kids have never done that before.
Exactly.
And also, like, this is a world they don't know about. So if something seems weird, I'm a fish out of water here. I'm an outsider here.
Yep.
This shouldn't make sense to me because I don't have this opportunity.
And you don't want to question it. You just want to believe that it's real. You just want to believe that it's real.
And so Christy Ferguson is here. She's Trillian's mom. Trillian's the quarterback.
Yeah.
And they told her the same thing. He's going to get set up. He's going to have an apartment. Everything's going to be taken care of. Mom, don't you worry about
it. This kid Trillian has two credits left to graduate high school.
I know.
And that is going to come back to fuck him so bad.
And it's like, I hate that. How could you do this to these kids?
It's so horrifying.
And it's not just the mental anguish, the financial anguish, that like the physical anguish.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
It is.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
So when they ask the kids, because we have 10 of the players here.
Yeah.
And when they ask him, like, what kind of a coach was Roy? They can't answer.
No.
If you ask him, he's an amazing coach.
Yes.
I've done yelled, screamed, motivate, pulled, tugged, hugged, made fun of kids, made fun of their situations.
And he basically continues to explain that he would verbally abuse these kids.
Yes.
He would make fun of them. He goes, I'd make fun of their situations. I'm like, I'm sorry, you would make fun of them?
Oh, exactly. And he's seeing it as motivation, like all that bullshit, the toxic masculinity bullshit that we know about.
Right. And I'm like, why are you, like, I just also don't subscribe to negative reinforcement. Like, no. It doesn't work on me. I don't believe in it. Like, yeah. In my life, I just don't do that.
Yes.
And I just don't think it's healthy. If it works for you, great. I think that's wrong.
No.
Sorry.
Well, so. But Ben also tells us, Ben, the investigator, is like, look, to coach interscholastic activities in Ohio, you have to have what's called a pupil activity permit. Number one, it ensures that you're safe to be around kids because it requires a background check.
Yeah, you gotta be vetted.
But also just that you know what the hell you're doing. Roy doesn't have this permit.
Right, to be a coach.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something, though. Like, did anyone else know that he needed one? Like, how many parents are demanding to see these permits?
Never.
Like Daisy goes to gymnastics. What, right. Are you asking for a piece of paper?
Not once.
You just trust, yep, that if you're dropping her off at the gym or wherever
that,
it is.
Like Chelsea Piers, that these people are vetted and, yeah.
But, like,
I mean, it's every parent's worst nightmare, but, like, you kind of just assume that it's true.
But who's asking for this permit?
I know.
And
I know.
Roy knew that.
Right, and it's also, like, I guess we're going to learn, too, that these regulations that this, like, Ohio administration that oversees sport, it's all just like a handshake. Like, you agree to be in this association. It's not actually a law.
Right.
Like, Roy will say 100 times, I never broke any laws.
Right.
Because otherwise he'd be in prison.
Right.
You know?
So not only was he not vetted or officially a coach,
yeah,
but this guy has no idea what he's doing in terms of actually coaching football.
Yeah, one of them stupid kids said, one of those young men that I like today was like, we got it off Madden. I was like, well, one, I wasn't the offensive coordinator, so no, I didn't get off Madden.
He was getting his plays from that video game Madden.
This is where the kids start to understand, like, oh my God, what have we gotten ourselves into?
And
this guy has no idea what he's doing.
And then they're like, shit, well, I asked my mom, my parents, if I could do it. Like, they feel trapped,
yes,
and I'm sure he's berating them and telling them as much, too.
Right, and so my big question this whole time is, like, how is he feeding these kids? How is he putting them up? We learn, Ben tells us, as he digs into the case, he sees that Roy has unpaid tax liens, parking tickets, business loans.
He doesn't pay anything ever.
Which is, like, how do you get away with that?
He never, remember the video guys,
yeah,
that were going to be the creative directors? Over 6 months, they got paid $30
yes,
each.
Yes, yes. I go to bed every night afraid that I, like, missed $15 on my tax bill and I'm going to jail.
Oh my God.
This guy's got hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid tax bills and tax liens, and, like, and he's not worried. He will say to the camera, I just didn't feel like paying it. I didn't, yeah, think it was important.
He
I didn't care.
He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care at all
about anybody but himself.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's funny and cute, and it's fucking not.
Right.
And it's, the excuses never end. That's the thing. It's like he owns it in one breath and then makes excuses for it in the next, and that,
yeah,
makes me crazy.
But it's like, just like acknowledging that you're a murderer, you're still a fucking murderer.
Right.
You know what I
Which
mean?
Which she is, by the way. We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
So Roy also has over 30 lawsuits against him.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, really? That seems like a lot. Is that a lot? And
right.
It's all because he doesn't pay his bills.
We get this story about, like, he takes the kids paintballing one day and he, like, gives the guy it's this guy's small business, the paintball guy. He gives the guy a fake credit card, then they skip out on the bill. The guy tries to track him down for weeks, and Roy just doesn't pay it because he doesn't care. He doesn't think $300 is that much money. And the paintball guy is here in the documentary just to flip him two birds,
yeah, that's it,
and say it's actually $800, asshole.
Yeah.
And anybody who's ever owned a small business can tell you that's a lot of money.
Of course. And it's your whole day. Like, that could have been,
yes,
a day that paying customers could have been there.
It just shows
money.
You everything you need to know. He's the kind of guy who, like, runs out on a bill at a restaurant,
totally,
or tips $0.
100%.
You know?
And writes some stupid fucking note,
yeah,
instead.
Yeah.
But, like, this is also starting to affect the kids because he promised them the world, and part of that world is basic human needs, like being fed.
Oh my God.
And he wasn't feeding them. This is abuse.
Like, the food situation is insane. He tells these stories that, once again, he wants us to think is charming.
I would call a grocery store in the morning and say, hey, I need to order 25 rotisserie chickens. And they will order the 25 rotisserie chickens and cook them. And then I wouldn't pick them up. And then I would show up when the deli closed at like 6, 7 o'clock, because I knew at night they would mark them down to $2 a piece.
Because he knows they would sell them for like $2. These kids are saying they're living on pizza and pasta when they get that stuff.
When they get it.
We see pictures of the, quote, macaroni and cheese.
It's like slop.
That, no, the kids are not eating because the food is not edible.
They're sending photos to their moms.
Yeah.
And they even, there's video of them. There's like cell phone footage. Because this happened like not that long ago.
Yeah,
there's,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
all the cell phone footage. They're complaining how hungry they are.
Right.
So not only are they physically being worked to the bone, you need calories.
Of course.
That's why, like, you hear, like, Michael Phelps, like, what he was eating when he was training.
11,000 calories,
you know what
that
I mean?
Guy.
Like,
yeah,
they're growing.
I know.
It's just abusive. And when you're not sleeping and you're not eating, like, this is disgusting. And also about the food. Now these kids, remember they were promised a better life. They had not great circumstances. Yeah. Maybe a parent was in prison. Maybe this, which is what we were told. Now these kids are being forced to steal TV dinners from Walmart because they're starving.
I know.
I thought you were trying to give them a better life. Now you're going to force them to steal dinner?
Yeah. They're like, they're all being 86'd from Walmart because they have to steal food for dinner.
Come on.
I know.
You don't give a shit about these kids.
It's unreal. And then I'm like, where are they sleeping? Like, in my notes, 800 times, there's no school. The school is not real. There is no school.
Well, that's the other thing. There's also not a single teacher on staff.
Right.
There's no education.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so the kids are all staying at these hotels, and he tells this story. Now, I worked at hotels for like 10 years, so I don't know how this is true, but he says...
They say, all right, if you need 10 to 15 rooms, you could pay it in either net 30, 60, or 90. So I was like, I can get this hotel room and pay it in 90 days? Shit. What would you think I was going to do? They offered me credit and I took it.
He would say the 90-day option, then not pay at all, then they would get evicted, and then they would just go do that at another hotel.
Right.
That's
over
insane.
Over and over again. Like, across the country.
You're just thinking, like, isn't the Holiday Inn in like, the west side of town calling the Holiday Inn on the east side of town?
Well, then
you'll
go to La Quinta or some other one.
La Quinta Inn and Suites?
Or whatever.
Oh, my God. It's just, like, I cannot believe this man is getting away with it.
What kind of life is it?
I know.
Like, what is missing in him that this is feeding him in some way to constantly be on the run and lie and cheat and steal your way through life? Like, what is that?
I know. Well, and the thing is, like, and now they're making a documentary about it. This was the goal. This is the prize.
Attention.
And now we're talking about him. So now we're part of the problem,
well,
girl.
Well, I'm not saying a nice word about him.
It's true.
So what about their education? What education? That's not provided to them at all. There wasn't a single teacher on staff. So BS High latches onto Youth Build.
BS High.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh, my God. You're right. He knew exactly what he was doing.
He knew exactly. So Roy latches onto this and claims to be the athletic arm of Youth Build.
Yes.
Because Youth Build is a school for kids who either got in trouble in high school or they got kicked out or they didn't finish high school for whatever reason and they want to get a GED.
Yes.
So then Roy's like, that's me. I am part of that. We're just the athletic arm of it. So it's all the same thing. Don't worry, Mom. He's going to get the GED.
But like this deal gets crushed in like weeks because now he's running up bills in Youth Build's name. They're like, what the hell is going
on
here?
Who they cancel are the you?
Right.
They're getting phone calls like, it's been 91 days. You need to pay us. And they're like, pay you for what?
Pay you for what?
So he's just writing their names on checks.
Yes.
With no affiliation.
But what also is happening is that like think about these kids that are actually now like some of them in their sophomore, junior, senior years of high school that are getting no credit for that because they're not actually in school.
2019, zero graduates.
Yeah.
2020, zero graduates. 2021, zero graduates. And the kids, it's like, it's not on them. They were told that everything was going to be taken care of. All the adults in the room are telling them that it's okay. They're 17-year-old kids. It's not his responsibility.
No. The talking head that says, like, they just thought the adults were on top of it. Like, Roy's not going to tell them, like, oh, by the way, you're not going to graduate high school now.
No.
He's not telling them
and
that.
And they also, no one wants to call their mom and say, Mom, I don't have to go to school anymore.
Exactly.
Because that's kind of fun when you're 17 years old and you don't want your mom to take this opportunity away from you.
Right.
And also, are they 17? I don't know. Some of them are like 20.
Well, and that's the whole, like, this is where it gets so confusing because it's like, how are they playing? He will tell some people that he has no kids over the age of 19 on the team, but then he'll tell other kids that, like, no, you're 20, come and play. Like, that's no problem. With, like, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. There's, like, definitely a violent, he says at one point, like, well, where's the manual that says the age that these kids have to be?
There's a literal manual.
They throw the manual down on the table.
Yeah.
And, like, they say that you can be 19 years old and play high school football. The day that you turn 20, you are disqualified. You cannot play anymore.
Yeah. And Ben, the investigator, is like, I don't know how this happens because he's just making things up. He's saying things exist that don't exist. Like, Roy is saying that this BS High is like a hybrid high school and post-high school team.
Yeah.
And that's not a thing. Not now, not ever, never will be.
Yep.
So he's inventing things out of thin air and everyone's like, okay, cool. And then Roy is sitting here in front of the camera like, rules are meaningless. They don't apply to him.
But like
people things that are provably false, he's just like, there's no rule about that. Yes, there is.
But people also keep saying,
how is it that not one person was like, hey, we need to put a law in here to say that you can't make up a school? And the answer is very simple. Nobody thought anybody would make up a school. Who would do such a thing?
Because we never thought that you would need that. And people say it with a chuckle. And I'm like, okay, but can we make that law now, though?
Right, but we, like...
Because it's like, there's no plan to actually make that law. Why can't we... We should make that law now that we know that we need it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's the same... I'm sorry, it's the same thing of making it like, oh, it's a church. I don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue, heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling.
Nissan. Number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
So Joe Maimone's a matchmaker, not the fun kind of matchmaker.
No, but
is that even a fun kind of matchmaker, being a matchmaker for relationships?
Listen, I had a friend, we had a mutual friend who did a matchmaking service and it didn't go great.
Who?
But it was very rulesy. Did a matchmaking service.
Oh, wait. Yes.
And the thing about these matchmaking services, they're
crazy expensive.
They're very, oh my God, he told me how much it was. It was out of control.
Whoa.
It was insanely expensive, but he also, it's very rulesy. Like, you're not allowed to kiss on the first date. Like, you are allowed to offer one hug at the end of the date.
Okay, if
you
forget it. Was this the Mormon matchmaking company?
I know. And I was like, oh my God. And then you're not allowed to exchange numbers. You have to go back to the matchmaker and say
to make it seem like, oh, you're really getting your money's worth.
Uh-huh.
Just throw a bunch of rules at you. And guess what? Did it work out?
No.
Where's the refund for that?
I know. And you only...
That would be my rule.
Your several thousand dollars only gets you 6 matches, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And do you have a say in if you want it? What if you're like, I wasn't really interested in that person, and they're like, yes, you were.
I think you have free will over, like, not going back out with the person.
Well, I couldn't smooch them if I wanted to.
That's true. There's something about, like, you can give, like, your number one or number two, like, most important things, but you're not really allowed to give, like, looks. Like, you're not allowed to be like, I want somebody really tall. I want somebody really skinny or whatever. Like,
okay.
You're not allowed to give that, which is just like...
That I care less about than if I'm allowed to hold someone's hand.
But I mean, you have to be attracted to the person.
Of course, but I think what the matchmaker would say,
yeah,
if I'm trying to play devil's advocate, which I don't even know if I believe in any of this shit, but it's probably like, you got to get out of your own way because you might,
maybe
if you're here talking to me, a matchmaker,
uh-huh,
maybe you're stuck on all the wrong kind of details.
A matchmaker? Like, is her life a musical? Like, that's what it seems like, you know?
That's not what Joe does.
No.
Joe sets the schedule.
Yes.
I'm a matchmaker to the top teams in America in the world of high school football. Roy called me. We started talking. He told me I want to assemble the best schedule in the history of high school football. And they didn't care about winning or losing. They just wanted to experience playing the best. Play against good teams, that gives you good varsity film.
He's matching up teams to play against each other for the schedule.
And that's what the schedule... I, like, did not know what the schedule meant. Once again, a homosexual in the room, I was like, can we please dumb it down just a little bit?
A little bit.
But I thought, when I saw Joe, I was like, wait, do we actually have an adult in the room for a second?
Well, because even in the face of all this shit, Bishop Sycamore is still actually playing football against very real teams.
Yes.
And so Joe put together the schedule, and he's like, I gotta tell you, it was the best schedule I ever did.
I gotta tell you, Joe could not have been cheap, because Joe is the one that has the relationships with all the teams, and he's putting the teams together. And the thing about who is on your schedule, you gain status if you're playing teams that are better than you and you either play well or beat them. And that's what Roy is trying to do here.
And so what happens is that Bishop Sycamore is scheduled to play IMG Academy.
Yes.
On ESPN.
So, like, the IMG Academy, you remember from earlier, they're like the real deal. They're the thing
ultimate.
They're the ultimate. And these kids that are going to play them are not training. They don't have a real coach.
No.
You know.
So Roy is loving this because it's going to get attention.
Yes.
Everyone's going to watch the IMG game because everyone's obsessed with IMG and it's on ESPN. So the fact that Joe finagled this is kind of, I don't know how he did it, but he fell for it too.
Well, one of the talking heads says, like, exposure is only good if you have nothing to hide. Otherwise, if you're not that good, exposure gets you exposed.
This is why, because they ask him at the beginning, are you a good con man?
Right.
And this is, to me, proof that he's not, because he should stay under the radar a little bit.
Exactly.
You shouldn't want to be on ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though he technically got away with so much of this stuff, like, now he's a pariah.
Right.
Like, if you were a really good con man, you'd be like, I don't want the ESPN game, man.
Right. And it, like, I think either in his delusion, he thinks, like, my team might actually win this. And if we win, then everything that I've said is proven to be true.
And here's proof that he's not a coach.
Yeah.
Because the IMG game was on Sunday. Roy scheduled another game for the Friday before.
Oh, my God.
You just don't do that. Is it illegal? No. But is it stupid and unhealthy and dangerous for the players? Absolutely.
It's funny because everyone is saying, like, the reason you don't do this, especially, like, they're playing, like, the less good team on Friday. They're playing, like, the IMG team on Sunday. Your body can't take it. Somebody says, like, go ram yourself into a wall 100 times, then come back and ram yourself into another much sturdier wall 100 times 48 hours later. Roy saying, show me the law. There's no law saying I can't do it. Ben, the investigator, says,
there's no law saying you can't play football games within 48 hours of each other. There's no law saying you can't, you know, drive a nail into your leg.
people just don't do it because it's stupid and unhealthy.
But people just don't do it because it's stupid.
It's stupid and dangerous. I mean? Right. And Joey the matchmaker is like, Aloga, I just want to make it totally clear. I did
not know
that Roy did that. He's like, he went behind my back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I was there, I would have talked him out of it. Like, it's really not good to do.
And even the players know they shouldn't be doing this.
But this is what, this honestly should make your stomach hurt. It is so sad to watch because it's like you're watching abuse in real time because the equipment is literally falling off of them as they're playing. Their helmets,
I know.
Are flying off of them.
The quarterback's helmet is flying. And like you hear the commentators being like, ah, the helmet just came off again. Like, Jim, should the helmet be coming off like that?
Right? Like, Roy doesn't care if these kids get hurt, get paralyzed, or die. He doesn't give a shit. He's so fucking smug. But now they're going to play IMG Academy on ESPN.
You guys, it's August 29th, 2021, and it is like, this is so bananas.
And the players are...
On ESPN. Like, this is it.
And now the players are like, this is it. Like, this is my chance. Everyone's going to see what I can do. And this proves that, like, yeah, we weren't being fed, but it has to be real. We're playing the best team ever on ESPN.
And they're talking about, like, the fact that it's on TV confers its own sort of, like, regality. These kids
are
like...
their dreams will come true,
Their dreams are coming true right now. This is the biggest day of any of their lives. This is their biggest opportunity because, again, they're saying...
If we win, sponsors are different. Signing day is different. People congratulating us.
Fourth and one from inside its own 30, Bishop Sycamore will go for it.
If you hear Roy Johnson just beat IMG Academy, now my school automatically is a top school.
Even if we lose, if one or two of us play really well, that could still end up in a scholarship for us.
Right. Here, however, one major issue.
Yeah.
BS High hasn't won a single game in 2 years.
No, like ever. Like, not just, like, not like they've been in existence for 4 years and they haven't won a game in two. They've never won a game.
So there's no way they're going to beat the best team in history, according to everyone in this documentary.
No.
Right? So, of course,
and
they
like,
lose.
And the thing about it is that, like, if you, watching the clips of the game, you see the bodies in comparison, right?
And, like, this game never should have happened.
Right.
For many reasons. But, like, once you were on the field, there were plenty of red flags that the other adults on the other team or on ESPN should have clock this, because one of the players gets seriously hurt in the first 10 minutes.
Yes, he tears his ACL.
It's major, major injury. But when that happens, it's in the first 10 minutes, and he like limps over to the sidelines. They don't have any trainers or medical staff. Christy, who's Trillian's mother, the quarterback's mom, is like tending to this poor kid.
And the staff at the game is like, where are your trainers? Where is your staff? And like, there are so many different times that this game should have been called off. Like when, like, I think that they, by like rules of the game, needed to have trainers on the sidelines?
This game never should have happened. They also, number 54 who got hurt, he's not here with us today, but he isn't officially on the roster that the officials were given. There were so many glaring, loud, screaming red flags, and everyone just let these poor kids play.
You can hear the commentators being like, what is happening? Like, at one point, Trillian gets hurt, he gets taken out of the game.
Yeah.
He's listed as a receiver or a defensive back.
Right, not
roster.
Even listed as a quarterback. But we are seeing Isaiah Buka here. He is under pressure and gobbled up. The inherent danger right now, that looked like a young man not prepared to face this kind of a defense.
You can hear the commentators are nervous for this new guy. They're like, I don't even think he is a quarterback. His size compared to the other team, like, they are worried about it, but yet nobody calls the game off.
And like, really, just like, take care when watching it. Because it really upset me watching it. And like, but the thing that's so sad is that the kids are here saying, we continue to play because this is our big chance.
Right.
Like, I don't want to throw it away and give up. The game's just started 10 minutes ago. I can't stop now. And Roy is encouraging them to keep playing.
Exactly.
This can ruin your life. It's a miracle that no one got paralyzed or died.
Right. If Trillian's mother wasn't there, so he tears his ACL at one point. He wants to get back out there. Roy is saying get back out there. He wants to get back out there. His mother happens to be there on the sidelines, and she's the one saying you're absolutely
she's
not
their,
doing
quote,
it.
She's their, quote, medical staff.
Yes, exactly.
Because she's just like, oh, are you okay?
But if she wasn't there, he would have gone back out and maybe like ruined his leg for the rest of his life.
Right. Now, I'm sitting here screaming like, why didn't anyone do anything? And Ben, the investigator, is like, Jillian, I tried. He told major media outlets about this for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, it took this like medieval display on ESPN, like this fucking cruel torture for people to be like, whoa, but no one stopped the game. God forbid we stop a fucking football game.
And the players come into the locker room, is what you call it, I guess, at intermission.
Yep.
They go into the locker room.
Trending on Twitter and seeing my name, you know, it hurt.
Grown men tweeting my son that he should go kill himself. He's never gonna be shit.
people are excoriating these guys on the internet.
Telling them to go kill themselves.
Yeah. Like obviously that behavior, there's no excuse for that behavior. That's horrible. But can you imagine being like a regular spectator watching this game on ESPN being like, what the fuck is going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah. You know what I would say to the world that has very much changed and no one has any compassion for anyone anymore?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the 17-year-old player's fault uh-huh. or responsibility to stop the game.
Uh-huh.
Maybe... Uh-huh. Everyone else, maybe ESPN should say, hold on a second.
Right.
Just me?
I know. I'm just trying to imagine the experience of, like, you're expecting, like, IMG versus some other great team, and you're watching it. You must be like, is this a joke?
And yeah, it's like a mess. Like, we're only so horrified because we know the truth about what's happening.
Yeah.
But it really does look like the fucking Bad News Bears.
Yeah. I mean, they all, like, all I'm trying to say is all these kids on the BS high school team look like what I looked like in high school.
Right.
And, like, which was, like... not fit and in shape. And then the other team looks terrifying. They look like soldiers.
Yeah, it's the ultimate.
It's like the drama club versus the football team.
It's like in every other, it's like in the Mighty Ducks when the mean Russian team is there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, how do I do this?
But at the same time, a lot of the kids on the BS team are like in their 20s.
Right.
You know what
but
I mean?
But like, this is just proof that like, oh, we weren't being trained at all. He can't coach. He doesn't know shit about shit.
No, these kids almost died. They got away with their lives.
They lost 58-0.
So awful.
It's like,
oh God.
But the only good thing maybe is that like this horrifying display. Now everyone's like, hey, who's Roy?
Right.
What?
Yes.
How did this happen exactly?
And we see. I mean, the internet is blowing up. We're seeing like all the news coverage is like, what the hell is going on here?
And everyone's doing all the digging that our best friend Ben has been doing for 3 years.
Yes.
But like, we're learning slowly but surely that this guy's been lying, cheating, and stealing his way through life.
The hotels are coming out of the woodwork. And one hotel alone, he had a bill he didn't pay of $110,000.
Like, and what he would do is, whether it's the hotel or even like these little apartments,
yeah.
he would set up shop somewhere, get evicted immediately, which meant, and Ben explains it, he would get evicted like the first day you could get evicted,
uh-huh.
which means that he never paid a single penny, not once.
Exactly. And it's like,
you know how hard it is to get evicted?
Oh, totally. And I mean, like from a hotel, I mean, like it's really hard to get people out. And Trillian's mother explains once they get in the car.
The day before the IMG and Bishop Sycamore game, Roy asked me to pick him up. He needed to go get a check, which in my mind is like, okay, you're going to go to the bank. He's like, no, let's stop over at Kinko's. I'm like, that's weird because that's just printing. And he told me in my ear when he did this that it was a hot check.
He's making fake checks at Kinko's. Frank Abagnale, he is not.
At Kinko's? Don't you besmirch the name of Kinko's.
And knowing full well they're going to bounce.
100%.
Knowing 100%.
Yeah.
He was also, this is really bad too, he was putting the shit in the kids' names.
I know.
So on paper, Zyshawn Johnson is being evicted. That shit follows you around forever. He's destroying their credit.
And the kids don't know.
He's taking loans out in their names.
PPP loans from COVID. The parents come and drop the kids off. We get this horrifying story. The parents leave. 5 minutes after the parents are at the door, he's putting paperwork in front of these kids, getting their full names, addresses, and social security numbers. He's taking out PPP loans in their names.
Yeah.
These are loans meant for small businesses that were suffering during COVID.
Yeah.
He tells one kid in real time, did you know that you have like over $40,000 in PPP loans? Like the kid had no idea.
Like the filmmaker asked him, did you know about this?
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
Two PPP loans for over $20,000.
That follows you around forever. And like, of course, the BS High wasn't free. You had to pay $12,000 to go there.
Which is like, this is the first time we're hearing about any of this.
And so, as we learned, the reason a lot of these kids were there in the first place is because they didn't have that kind of money. But never fear.
Right.
Because Roy was encouraging them, just take out a loan.
And now we're learning the scam. This is where I'm like, what is he actually getting out of
this? Because he's like, it's all going to be fine because you're going to be a zillionaire anyway. What's 12 grand?
Exactly.
It's an investment in you.
And Trillian's mother is like, we're still getting invoices for like $150 a month from this Roy fucking guy.
Right. So Roy was getting these loans, getting the paperwork, stealing their social security numbers, taking out other loans in their names, which has to, please God, be illegal.
Which, well, I guess we'll never know.
Like, where's that?
Because he never gets prosecuted for that.
And now we're getting to like, oh, this person is a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go through this quickly, but he is harming other living creatures.
These five geese in the room. This man goes full speed and run the geese over. With no remorse. It ain't nothing like the smell of fresh blood in the morning.
this is what it's like to go to war. Yeah. And like you should apply this
nothing
to the football
like
field.
The smell of fresh blood in the morning,
like,
he says.
Torturing and killing animals. He also beats up a person on the street who was trying to, like, he claims trying to break into Roy's car.
Yeah.
He's like destroying this guy's bike, like Roy, like laughing and making fun of him and
getting
beating the shit out of
him. The players to beat this guy up too.
Like, get this man off the streets.
I know.
He's harming people.
Yeah.
He's being violent. He's killing animals. Like, I'm sorry. How many documentaries have we done? Isn't this how it fucking starts?
I know. Well, he literally says to the camera, by the way, there's a ton of anger and aggression in me.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. Let's talk about the domestic violence charge.
Yeah, which we now learn about.
Because Roy's like, I've never once been violent. Now, one of the athletes confirms that this is a lie.
Yeah.
And he sits there and he says, I lived with Roy for 4 months. I saw him get violent with his girlfriend on a weekly basis. The verbal abuse was daily. And then he'd go laugh about it. The players, look what that bitch made me do.
Yeah. Yes.
So get him off the streets. He goes to court about this. We see him in court.
We see him in court. He has this on his record during that IMG game on ESPN.
Uh-huh. The thing about the athletes is that they're all really suffering. They just want to go home. They're hungry. They're depressed. They're having thoughts of suicide.
Yeah.
They're anxious. They're dealing with some awful injuries, by the way.
Because this was their shot. They were told that this was going to be the thing that was going to turn their lives around, get them into a Division I college. They'd be able to help their families. They had a bright future. And they're seeing that all of it is a lie.
And they're saying, one of the kids is like, he's evil. Like,
yeah.
He's just a monumental piece of shit. And they're all being really honest and vulnerable.
Well, what's amazing is they're just really calling him out. And then the camera zooms out and we see that the filmmakers are showing Roy all of this on an iPad.
And so some of these kids are crying.
Yeah.
They're asking, like, how could you do this? They're saying he's evil. Like, they're not just ranting and raving and talking shit. They're
right.
Really
yes.
Opening up and being super, super vulnerable. Some of them is like, I don't think I've ever cried in front of someone before.
Yes.
Like, their lives are destroyed. Some of those injuries,
I know.
The loans, like, these are things that'll follow you around forever.
But what's wild is when Roy watches this on the iPad for like a minute, then he asks for a break, forgets to take his mic off like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, storms out.
Storms out, hot mic.
Throws a tantrum.
So now that you're fucked up and you come in here, you need an opportunity, you get it. Yeah, the ESPN shit messed up, so that's why you didn't get it. All right, Pahogi, I get it, but Pahogi, all I care about is self? If all I care about myself, why'd I spend all that money on clothes and food and flying them all over the place, sending them to the camps, all this, paying for attorneys and all that, if I only care about myself, what's I gonna benefit from that? And you got scored on in IMG.
Why did I spend all that money doing everything I did for them? The hotels, the food. Excuse me. Bro, you didn't pay for anything. You were practically on the run all around the country. These kids barely ate.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I know.
But then I realized you can't reason with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like running into a brick wall over and over again. You can't reason with them. So, like, I can't, me. Can't get mad about it.
Right.
I can be mad about it,
uh-huh.
But I can't change his mind. He's never going to see what we see.
Right,
ever,
right, right.
Ever, yeah, ever,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I have to let go of that.
Okay. Well, we're doing some real work in 2025.
I'm going to be
we're
mad
really
about
working
it.
On ourselves.
But like, I think I told you this, but there was a time where I was having a conversation with someone and it wasn't going to go great. I thought it was going to go differently
uh-huh.
than it did. And it didn't go very well. But it was kind of, it was like a clear the air kind of thing.
Yeah.
And or so I thought. It turned out to not be that.
No,
the
no,
other
no.
person had very different intentions. But I thought it was going to be a like, what a misunderstanding.
Yeah, yeah.
So this, but it was not that.
It wasn't that.
I learned it the hard way.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but someone, they said something to me and I was like, oh no. Now I thought what I was going to show them on my phone, which I had with me, would be like, oh, wow, what a misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
This person was like, oh, I said this. And I was like, well, actually, I have pulled up my phone and showed the person exactly what they said. And that didn't work. You guys, it made them madder. So this is sort of what we're living in right now. When you're like, you said that thing. No, here's what you actually said. And then it's like, well, and another thing. And I'm like, that's when I was like, oh, I'm not dealing with this person in reality.
Yeah, that's how
I feel watching Roy. It's like, oh, you've created your own world. And now you're going to be mad at the 17-year-old kid you starved for a week.
So many similarities.
Like, we're not doing that.
No. Yeah.
But what are these players supposed to do now?
Right.
Like, where does this leave them? With a bunch of loans and a torn ACL?
Well, but then Trillian, by some stroke of God, he gets this great opportunity. He gets recruited by Grambling State, which is a historically black college. And it turns out the coach, this guy named Hugh Jackson, he's a former head. I'm going to say some words that I don't know what they mean, but I'm going to string them together.
Say it like you mean it.
Former head coach of the Oakland Raiders and Cleveland Browns has a great reputation in the NFL for working with quarterbacks.
There you go.
So I did it.
And Trillian's the quarterback.
And Trillian's the quarterback. And this guy, this Hugh Jackson, not Hugh Jackman.
Nope.
He Nope. Wasn't Hugh Jackman, which, nope. Much to my chagrin. Mm. Hugh Jackson really likes Trillian and really likes his style and really wants to work with him. And we see the moment where Trillian is offered a spot at the school. Like, it's recorded on video. And he's jumping up and down. He's crying. It's his second chance. And then it all gets taken away.
I found out my grandma's offer got taken away because I went to Bishop Sycamore.
He basically said, you know, that we are not going to be able to enroll you into Grambling because it wasn't even a real school.
Because he didn't graduate high school. Because he was 2 credits away from graduating, went to, quote, Bishop Sycamore, which is not a real thing.
Yeah. And now I thought, this is where my naivete came in. Because I was like, oh, this guy's going to save the day and recruit all of them. Well, where he's going to pull strings and just like kind of help them get back on their feet because they didn't know they weren't. This was all happening behind their back. And so I was like, I thought there were going to be a bunch
of
schools.
How unlikely to assume a happy ending.
I thought that maybe, because we have like 15 minutes left. And I was like, true. I thought that maybe a bunch of schools were like, no.
Right.
This cannot stand.
We're going to pull out. We're going to be by all of their pools.
Yes.
You know, I know, which is how it should have gone.
How it should have gone. That's what they were told was going to happen.
Truly.
And so I thought, because these players didn't do anything wrong, that they were going to get the second chances. And we get a lot of
you
updates at the end.
You know better than to assume because people didn't do anything wrong, the good things are going to happen for anybody ever.
I don't know what happened.
Don't do that here.
I was in a weird state today, I guess. But Bomani Jones is back, and he's been with us throughout.
Yeah.
And he's a sports journalist and TV host. And he says, he's like, we got to talk about the role of race in this.
He really lays it out and very concisely. It makes perfect sense what he says.
Because, like we said, Roy is black and almost all of these kids were black. I think all of them were.
Yes.
And he says, Roy did this to his people because that's who you can do it to. Black players are the commodity in athletics. They're the players everyone wants, but they're also the least respected people in the whole process.
Right, because what he's saying is that people who defend Roy are saying he didn't do this knowingly. He would never do this to his own people, meaning other black people. And Bomani is saying, no. This guy's sick.
Yeah.
He did this to his own people because he knows those are the people that you can do this to.
Right.
And this situation proves that this is true.
Right. So I'm like, okay, are there going to be any repercussions for this piece of shit?
Oh, my God. What? Because you're thinking everything that he did is illegal. Like, how is the Holiday Inn not coming after him? How is, you know what I mean?
Domestic violence, perhaps.
Exactly.
Murder, abuse on the street, like not feeding children that are in your care. I know some of them are 22, but some of them were 17.
Right. But like, as it turns out, there's absolutely no repercussions to this.
Well, Ohio's pretty embarrassed, as they should be, because this happened under their watch. And Ben, the investigator, told them about it years ago. And no one gave a shit.
Right.
So Mike DeWine is the governor of Ohio, and he finally launches an investigation into Bishop Sycamore. And basically, they just come up with this 79-page document telling us what we already know, that it's all a scam.
Right.
They use the word scam.
They say it's a scam, but they also say it turns out there's no law that says you can't run a fake school.
And Bishop Sycamore registered as a religious school, leaving Ohio with no authority to regulate it.
Right. So, like, there's no oversight over this school that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so, also, DeWine, the governor of Ohio, agreed to be in this documentary until this report came out. And he's like, you know what? Never mind.
It's all out there.
Why isn't the Holiday Inn coming after this guy for the money? You know what I mean? Why isn't American Airlines coming after this guy?
I know. But, like, nothing happens. The school is allowed to continue.
Yeah.
Roy keeps doing whatever the fuck he wants. And I'm just like, cue Jesse Pinkman. He can't keep getting away with it.
But it's just, in the end, he's like, you didn't think this was going to end with me, like, leaving with my tail between my legs, right?
Now we got a platform to raise funds. Talk about what happened. Talk about what this program's about. But you thought Bishop Sycamore was going anywhere? You thought the stories that we made, you thought the names that we called this was gonna go somewhere? You didn't think we were gonna climb that tree? I can just see it now. Just the apologies.
This documentary is going to blow up my profile, and no matter what any of you think, there's always going to be kids who are going to want to play for me.
And Bomani is back to say, and Andrew, the journalist, they're like, okay, Roy sucks, there's no question.
Yeah.
But he's also a symptom of a bigger problem.
Right.
Why are we making so much money off kids?
Right.
Why are we promising them the world? Why are we sort of, like, supporting the sports and not really the education? And then you could be the best trained athlete in the world and still something tragic can happen, and your career could be over before it even starts, and then what?
And I do think that one of the biggest problems, and they address this sort of quickly, is that, like, this system is built on not paying the players. This system is built on, like, that guy, the matchmaker, it's built on paying people like him. It's built on paying the universities to find people to find, like, and I do think something changed in the last couple of years where now you can pay college level athletes that they can get endorsement deals. They can get stuff like that now. But, like, that's the whole problem, is that, like, these kids, mostly black kids, are just commodities that are not reaping any of the financial rewards of their gifts.
Yeah. And, like, that, like, IMG, that academy, like, when you look at the footage, you're like, oh, this is a high school?
Yeah.
I mean, state-of-the-art facility.
Yes.
And so they're saying, like, we're exploiting athletes, we're monetizing kids, and if we hold Roy accountable, then we need to be honest about the culture of these young athletes and how they're being used and just, like, sort of spit it out when they're not good enough anymore, which can be at any moment.
But we can't just let him off the hook. We do need to, like, hold him accountable.
So we get a lot of updates now.
Oh.
So IMG Academy reported $79 million in revenue in 2021.
Yeah.
Which is like...
I mean, that's wild.
That's the button, right?
That's
on the end
right,
of it.
Yeah.
So Roy Johnson's domestic abuse case ended with a plea deal admitting to the charge of, quote, menacing. He currently owes more than $300,000 in fines from cases associated with Bishop Sycamore and Christians of Faith, which is basically the same thing, just the rebrand.
Yeah.
In December 2022, Roy was arrested for stealing from an Ohio Best Buy under the fake name Tristan Herstel.
What?
Hours after his release, he tweeted, "We are coming back next year, a bigger schedule, more players, more TV exposure. We will never quit. We will never listen to anything you fools have to say."
Oh!
In the spring of 2023, a private equity firm agreed to purchase IMG Academy for, guess what, $1.25 billion with a B dollars.
Oh, my God!
And now we learn about the kids. I want to give updates on these kids.
Oh, good.
Mario is an honor roll student at the University of Louisville, where he joined the football team as a walk-on running back.
Yes! He auditioned and he got the part of a walk-on.
A walk-on. Props to Mario. Michi is also at the University of Louisville and is still chasing his dream of playing in the NFL. Isaiah works at a meat market in the Bronx, still searching for his next football opportunity. Zyshawn, he's the one that there's like loans out in his name.
Oh, yeah.
He quit football altogether and is considering becoming a firefighter.
Great.
Quincy gave up football and is focusing on college and starting his own business.
Yes, Quincy.
Mikos is in Florida working for Pepsi while waiting for his next football opportunity. Pahokee volunteers at youth games while continuing to pursue his football dreams because he's seen it happen. So he's like,
yes,
working with the kids.
Yeah.
Trillian is still training every day and hoping to attend an HBCU in 2023. And now the kicker, JD is rapping full time, recently releasing an album called Life After Bishop Sycamore. The song playing right now in the end credits is his song.
Oh, my God.
It's called Back on Our BS.
Oh!
And it's really good, and he's not holding back at all. So, like, while we're getting all of these updates, which were so many... Sorry, I just read so much on-screen text. But that is the song.
Oh,
so
that's
he's, like,
so good.
Taking all of his feelings and putting it into his music, and I love it. Also, Ben Ferry, he wrote another article in 2023.
About Bishop Sycamore?
Yeah, Ben the Investigator. Roy filed for bankruptcy in 2023.
Aww.
According to the paperwork, which had to be resubmitted due to errors Roy made, Johnson estimates he has 17 creditors to whom he owes money, but there are others that he has not listed that are like common knowledge.
Oh,
so this guy is just going to be chased around forever. And
the
like
fucking fire fraud of it all. You know
what I mean? Honestly,
somebody finally makes that comparison at the end here
because they're like showing all the memes.
Yeah.
But it's like he's a danger. If you ever come in contact, he's dangerous. He's violent. Like, get this guy off the streets.
It's like a picture of Billy McFarlane and Jerule.
Yep.
Being like, it's like the headmaster and the CEO of BS Academy.
Oh my God.
Did they actually feed them more than
Fire Fraud did.
Ja Rule.
It's Ja Rule. As ever, that's an old joke, everyone, from Fire
that's
Fraud.
A really
get into
old
it.
Oh, girl, we did BS Academy.
BSI.
I mean, it's a great title.
And now you know he totally did that on purpose.
I mean, no question.
Right?
100%. 100%. Fam, join the Facebook group. Come make your friends. Come, you know, find the announcements and just be in the group. It's so fun. There's
be
so
in the
much-
group. If you're not into Facebook anymore, don't you worry about that. We have your back and all of the things about, like, where to sign up for Drag Bingo and the book club. Like, that is all going to be on this new platform. We're just trying to get our act together about it.
We're doing
it,
I want to be clear. We're keeping the Facebook group, but we are also offering an alternative. We're our Facebook mod is on top of it, and we're so excited. I can't wait. What are we doing next, girl?
We are doing, this is on Hulu, it's the Elizabeth Thomas story with Elizabeth Smart. So Elizabeth Smart sits down with Elizabeth Thomas, who survived being groomed and kidnapped.
Okay.
So these women are together, like, telling their stories, very victim-focused.
Yes.
But it's like Elizabeth Smart, who, if you don't know...
Oh, I mean, I know.
Yeah. So it's like another...
I think about her all the time. She was in the supermarket near her mother.
I know.
Under that disguise and, like, couldn't, like, say, Mom, I'm right here.
So it's these, like, two badass women telling their story. And we get the guy at the end, thank God.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned for the trailer for that, fam. And we love you.
We love you.
All right, bye.
Be careful out there.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Sorry.
A predator can come in all shapes and forms. It can be that teacher. The public looks at it as, well, I can't believe he would do that.
It started with someone who I thought just cared about me, and then someone who started sexually abusing me.
ain't done nothing wrong.
Just because someone on face value looks like that they're, you know, Mr. Clean, doesn't necessarily mean they are.
I'm more afraid than I've ever been in my life.
Elizabeth Thomas has been missing for well over a week now. Investigators believe she was abducted by her former Maury County teacher, 50-year-old Tad Cummins.
The hairs on the back of my neck stood up. There was no doubt in my mind that they were together.
The first days of captivity, I was sexually assaulted multiple times a day.
He's believed to be armed, and now his wife is asking him to come out of hiding.
Please do the right thing and turn yourself into the police and bring Beth home.
He took those guns. I mean, what's he going to do with the guns? Is it for protection, or does he have something else in mind?
I am headed to meet Elizabeth Thomas.
I've been wanting to talk about my story for a while, and I'm tired of being quiet about it.
This is Rob Gronkowski
and Julian Edelman.
We invited some familiar friends to hang out with us at the Boston Nut House, thanks to Dunkin'. Here is a sneak peek at some of the fun.
Vince Wilfork.
Bill finally like, look, guys, just stop screwing around.
We are joined by Matthew Light, ladies and gentlemen.
And Vrabes. And you're going to love him.
Will Campbell.
Not into eating hot dogs.
Having Ernie Adams come and teach you defense.
Being able to play the wide three technique tackle.
Full episodes of Dudes on Dudes and Games with Names presented by Dunkin'. Tune into iHeart Podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks to Dunkin' for a great time.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.